supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I got a call back.
What? Come on! For what?
For a TV show. The one that I was telling you about earlier.
The Dangerous Minds meets the OC?
Yeah.
Congratulations, that's
really
incredible.
Exciting. I feel like I said negative stuff about it before.
What?
It's like I'm Patrick Stoner, and this is a podcast for La La Land. Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling star in this, well, what you might call a neoclassical musical, but it's a mixture of things. So when I met with both of them, I wanted to discuss exactly what the nature of the tone was.
For research, yeah. That was my biggest concern, I think, reading the script and then even, you know, through the whole rehearsal process and into shooting, it was something I was always sort of trying to calibrate. And it really was kind of finding it as we went because, you know, tone is sometimes tricky to find on set. I think a lot of times it needs to come in editing too. So we would try, you know.
And you don't want it to change from scene to scene.
Right. But that also, but in a sense, you kind of do because it should shift, but in a way that feels cohesive. So okay. It was that kind of, you know.
To what extent is it grueling, all of that dance work?
You know, it was so fun to learn to ballroom dance and to tap dance and to work with these, with Mandy Moore, our amazing choreographer, who really had a lot of, you know, energy to spare in teaching us how to do these things. So I really liked that element. It didn't feel super grueling in that way.
Is it apocryphal that you actually taught yourself to play the piano for this?
Is it what?
Apocryphal.
What a wonderful word.
Well, I'm PBS. We try to show off.
Nice. God bless PBS.
Did you not play the piano before all of this?
I played a little by ear, but I didn't play jazz piano, which is a whole different animal, obviously. But it was an incredible opportunity. I've always wanted to play, so to get to sit for 3 months, 3 hours a day in practice was a lot of fun.
I'm just stunned by that. You could put a gun to my head and in 3 months I still couldn't play jazz.
I think you would be surprised.
Really?
I think we all felt that way when we were shooting. Like, you fail every day when you're trying to achieve something like that, and it's not until you kind of look back that you realize how far you've come. So I think it was a great lesson to me, and I think to anybody that really, if you just, I think in 3 months, 3 hours a day, you'd be surprised at what you could do.
Thank you, Ryan.
Appreciate
it very much. I'm Patrick Stoner.
Fired.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, I see the decorations. Good luck in the new year.
Flicks with Patrick Stoner explores the craft and culture of filmmaking that enhance our communities for television stations and websites around the country.